AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Investigators say Fox Lake, Illinois Police Lieutenant Charles Glenowitz tried to make his September 1st suicide look like a homicide because he had stolen thousands of dollars from the police explorers post that he headed for years.
This staged suicide was the end result of extensive criminal acts that Glenowitz had been committing.
Lake County Major Crimes Commander George Filenko. Five people have been injured in a knife attack at the University of California Merced campus in Central California. AP's Paul Elias has more.
We do know that it happened out in front of the class and building. We know that it happened shortly before classes, 8 o'clock classes, were to start. We know that students were filing into the building to attend classes when the attack happened.
Two of the five victims flown by helicopter to area hospitals. Police say they shot and killed the attacker. Republicans took four of the top six state offices in Kentucky, including the governor's seat in yesterday's elections. University of New Hampshire political science professor Andrew Smith says while the off-year balloting doesn't usually show a trend, a big loss by Democrats in Virginia state Senate contests should shake party officials.
Despite a concerted effort by Democrats in a state that has been trending Democratic in recent years, should be a sign that Democrats have their work cut out for them in November of 2016.
In Houston, a ballot measure for non-discrimination protections for gay and transgender people failed by a 2-to-1 margin. Target is closing a handful of stores. Rita Foley tells us more.
Target plans to close 13 stores. Earlier this year, it cut 2,500 jobs. Target's been hit hard by that massive credit card breach 2 years ago. Shoppers learned about it just before the important Christmas holiday shopping season, and they ran from Target temporarily.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 59. This is AP Radio News. Teams are searching an area of eastern South Carolina after a woman said she had put her five-month-old baby into a creek yesterday. Kaylee White tells WMBF it's hard to believe a mother would do such a thing.
What I've heard and seen that she's done, I mean, I'm kind of shocked. I have two babies of my own, and I couldn't imagine doing anything to any one of them.
Officers were called by a resident who said a woman was on her porch claiming to have put her child in the water. The mother, Sarah Lane Tony, has been arrested on unrelated charges. Florida authorities have charged a man with murder in the 1981 disappearance of his wife, and they are crediting TNT show Cold Justice with helping crack the investigation. Merle Mackey was indicted by a Levy County grand jury in September on charge of first-degree murder and the disappearance of his wife, Evelyn Laverne Mackey, who was last seen more than 30 years ago. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.